He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, July the 12th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had a huge day. We had some huge days this week. I saw voracious buying in the market this past week after the little 7.5% scare, the 7.5% sell-off that we saw over the last several weeks. Now we seemingly are back in full flight once again. Hey, easy come, easy go, easy go, easy come. We're really rocking here in the market again. We're down a little bit here this morning, however, taking a little bit of a breather after yesterday. The Dow is up 8, however, seeing a little green there. The Dow is at 15,469. The S&P is at 1,674. It's down a point right now. The NASDAQ is up a couple of points. It sits at 3,580. The 10-year yield is at 2.53%. That's troublesome. We'll talk about that in a moment. Gold is down $2 per ounce this morning. Gold is at $1,277 per ounce. Oil is up another 33 cents here, 105.24 for a barrel of oil right now at your local grocery store. And the euro is at 1.30. Earnings season is starting to kick in. A lot of companies reporting, and we've got a couple to talk about here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This weekend, as with any other weekend, I'll be sending out my newsletter, my weekly newsletter, with my model portfolios, with new stocks that I found. Maybe there will be some stocks that I've sold this week. We tally it all up every weekend, and we send it out. We are, I'm held accountable here. The buck begins here, and the buck stops here with the stocks that I find and the ones that I choose to invest in from amongst a field of 3,400 different things. And I'm adding stocks all the time to my database. My database includes bond funds, junk bond ETFs, foreign bond ETFs, inverse S&P, inverse gold stocks. Got about 100 mutual funds in there, indexes, sectors, and I rank them on a daily basis. Every day when the market closes, the database goes out and grabs the new numbers, imports those new numbers from the web. The formulas are planted within that database, and it runs the numbers, and we check it all for accuracy. And by about 4 in the afternoon, somewhere around there, we have all of our new rankings and all of our new grades. I only buy stocks that are A- or better. Those are the ones that I highlight on a daily basis, the A- or better, which right now, it's the move in the market has expanded once again. Here we go again. We're out to about 350 A- rated stocks. We got down to 200 during the correction that was going on in the market here recently. So my days are a little longer, looking at more and more stocks every day. And what I look at amongst those A- rated stocks is the final arbiter, which is the stock chart. And, I've narrowed the field down considerably from 3,400. Right now, there's about 300 that survive the performance and the valuation cut. You know, I don't know of any other investors out there or money managers out there that have combined performance with value. It's somewhat of a hybrid. I guess I need to write another book on the methodology. And I've said it many times. I have issues with pure momentum investing. I don't know. You're just kind of trading on thin air and you don't know what the structure is, the foundation, the chassis that's holding it all together. Is it sound? Is it firm? To me, that's the valuation numbers. But I know there's a lot of people, they do fairly well. Some of them do real well just looking at stock charts and just looking at high relative strength stocks and just looking at the new high list every day. But you know what? I like to know what's under the hood, and I like to know how much I'm paying for those for that performance. Sometimes bubbles occur. Sometimes, all the time, bubbles occur in various asset classes. Bubbles occur in stocks all the time. Oh, you got to have this stock. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And it just keeps soaring and soaring and soaring. And no attention is paid whatsoever to the valuation of the shares, which I think is very, very critical. And the momentum investors, you know, they're trend followers and they're looking for the hottest stocks in the market. So am I. But, you know, there's a lot of hot stocks in the market right now. There's probably, 1/4 of the market is probably in a solid uptrend and relative strength of 90 or more. That's still a very big field. Now, on the other side of the coin, you've got the stodgy old value investors. It seems like they do really well when the market's dicey. And the momentum investors do really well when the market is just soaring to the upside like it has been for the last few years here. But I find flaws in the value side, even though I'm very keen to value. In fact, I've had a lot of people ask me, what books would you read about the stock market if I'm just getting to know the stock market? Well, I would probably learn the value side, which is the Benjamin Graham side of the equation, how to value stocks. And I would probably, on the other hand, read the William O'Neill books, How to Make Money in the Market. Or maybe even Peter Lynch's books was kind of in the middle, Finding Growth Stocks. Those are probably the three best books. Besides my book, Best Stocks Now, which combines the best of all worlds. The problem I have with the value side of the equation, just buying a stock on fundamentals. In the end, fundamentals be damned. Sentiment is going to win out, right? And I guess momentum investing is you're kind of investing in stocks that have good sentiment. They're popular. They're doing well. They're flourishing in this economy. And the sentiment on the stocks is good. The value investors are basically buying stocks that have good fundamentals, but for whatever reason, the sentiment has turned against the stock, and the stock is extremely cheap. Now, these people are very, very patient investors. They usually have a 3 to 5 year time horizon, and they go in and they do all of this work on intrinsic value and the... I'll tell you what, you know, when you're up on the 19th floor and all of a sudden the window washers appear in your window, it's like, you know, my heart almost stopped just now. I thought we were being invaded by aliens there for a moment, but it is window washers. Hi, guys. Be careful out there. We're a long ways up, but I've got to catch myself. That's quite an experience. All of a sudden, something appears in your window. I thought for sure it was a flying saucer. Anyways, the value investors have long-term time horizons. They're very patient with their stocks. They give them 3 to 5 years, and over time, they do pretty doggone good. But me, I like performance. I like value. I like to put them together, and I like to find the best stocks in the market now. The other thing that's very important to understand is this is an environment in the economy that's probably one we've never seen before. We've had money printing going on. We're coming out of a financial crisis. We have a very slow economy. We have Obamacare around the corner. So what stocks are flourishing in this environment? This is a completely different environment than we had 3 years ago. This is a completely different environment that we had 6 years ago. What worked 6 years ago is not working today. And what was working 3 years ago, mainly the bond market, is not working today. So I'm also a big believer in flowing and going where the fish are biting, where the action is in the market. When we come back, I've got a couple spots in the market that I've identified. We'll talk about it here in a minute. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the UFO Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of, or the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've got my aggressive growth model portfolio in front of me. I'll be updating it today. And boy, that thing is soaring right now. I just looked at the first stock, Alnylam. Again, one of the biggest winners in the market today. I added it to my 25-man roster on May the 24th of this year at $28.88. I took a large position, or I had a large position in Alnylam for my aggressive growth investors. Today it's hitting $48.06. It's up 66% since May the 24th. Roughly, what is that, 6 weeks ago? And I was just looking at my newsletter here. I have five new stocks that I'm adding to the various portfolios this week. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Just look at other stocks in the newsletter here. We got CoStars now up 54%. Centaurus, oh my gosh, let's see, where is that thing today? Centaurus is at $25.12. That puts that stock, since adding to the newsletter back on January 18th, that's a double now, 100.8%. This aggressive model portfolio is absolutely soaring. You can see the results. You can see what's in it. I'm an open book. I'm transparent. You can hold me accountable. Doggone it. We have nailed some huge, huge winners this year by combining value with momentum. And like I say, I have five new stocks so far this week that will be going into the newsletter that will be going out this weekend. PWStreet.com. Okay, I want to talk about one here that is starting to break out. I don't know if this will be a 100% winner over time. I discovered this stock back in 2011 when I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now, which I'm happy to send you a copy. You can purchase it through my website. You can purchase it through Amazon, Best Stocks Now. One of the 53 stocks that I used as an example back then was called Ensign Group, ENSG. You know, if you read Peter Lynch's book, One Up on Wall Street, you'll hear Mr. Lynch say that a lot of times some of the biggest winners in the market are just boring little stocks. I don't know that Ensign's boring, but, you know, look, they don't have a new drug or a new technology or something that expands our bandwidth. They operate 108 nursing facilities. Real exciting, right? 7 assisted living facilities and 6 hospice operations in 11 states. Hey, they provide a needed service. You know, I talk to more and more people from my generation that their parents are being taken care of in a nursing facility because they've got to the point where they can't live on their own anymore. So it's a very needed part of our society. Ensign Group is headquartered in Mission Viejo, which is about an hour and a half due north, hour and a half due north of San Diego. Ensign Group is a small cap domestic stock. Okay, we've got a couple of good things going for us already. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that domestic stocks are where it's happening, man. And you also know that small caps is where it is happening, and mid caps, and a few of those large caps still doing well. Visa, MasterCard, Priceline, etc., AutoZone. But for the most part, if you want to nab a winner in the big lake that's called the stock market, you want to position your boat, you want to travel to the area of the lake that's called Small Cap Island. It's a submerged island that you can see on your fish finder, but it's not visible It's either visible to your fish finder or on the Best Stocks Now app. Once you get to that little submerged island called Small Cap Island, there's a little corner of the island over there. There's a drop-off, and there's some structure down there, and it's called the medical and healthcare sector, where I've been pulling up one lunker after another. Alnylam, up 66% so far. Santaris, now a double, up 100%. One of the other stocks that I own in my my aggressive growth portfolio, again, is Ensign Group. Not a big winner yet. It's was recently added to the portfolio. It's up 7.7% since I bought it. Now, does it possess performance, value, and a healthy stock chart? Well, let's run through it real quickly. Let's begin with the performance of the stock, which has been around since 2007. Came public at about 12, I want to say, and now it's 38. It's tripled since 2008. Somebody knows what they're doing at Ensign Group. Over the last 5 years, the stock has been chugging along at 28% per year. The market's been chugging along at 6% per year. Oh, I like performance, especially when we compare it to the S&P 500 and its peers. Over the last 3 years, Ensign Group's been chugging along at 33% per year. Capital appreciation. I don't think there's any dividend involved here at all. Let me just check. Oh, there is. 0.7%. About what you'd get in a 5-year CD. All right. Over the last 3 years, chugging along at 33%, more than double what the market's been chugging along at. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 40%. The market's up 24%. It's a performance grade of B+. It passes the performance test. By the way, in 2008, when the market was down 38%, Ensign Group was up 18%. So it may be one, too, that holds up when the market eventually peels over. We'll see. From a valuation point of view, I like stocks that are trading at a discount to their growth rate. Ensign Group is trading at 12 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 15% per year. It currently has a PEG ratio of 0.84. I give it a 5-year target price of $70 per share, 5 years down the road. It has 88% upside potential. It passes my value test. So it has what those value investors want. It's undervalued. It's trading at a discount. It's growth at a reasonable price. It has those momentum characteristics. The last piece of the puzzle is the chart, the visuals. It's breaking out to a new high today after a real nice move on some good volume yesterday. Not a recommendation by any means, an example of a best stock now. Ensign, ENSG. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Just looking here at my aggressive growth account. Boy, we're going to tally up the numbers, but I'm thinking it's up 22-23% so far this year. Wow. Al Nylum's up 66% now. CoStar Group up 56%. Centaurus is now up 100%. And as I said, this weekend's newsletter will have at least five new stocks that I found during the week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and get the newsletter. It's There's no, how can there be any smoke and mirrors? You know, I've heard shows, other radio shows, I kind of go, you know what? This doesn't sound too good to me. This sounds like some smoke and mirrors a little bit here. I publish it every single week. Here it is, folks, for all the world to see, for good or bad. It can cut both ways, you know. If value and performance, if there's any merit to it, you should see some results from it. And if there isn't any merit to it, then you wouldn't see any results. I'll let you judge for yourself. My newsletter comes out every single weekend, pwstreet.com. All right, let's take a look. Let's take another little trip. We just went up to Mission Viejo and visited a nursing home company. No, I was just, you know, I'm thinking ahead, planning ahead. I'm picking which room I want, what kind of view I want, and this and that. You know, check their menu out. What it's for, something soft so, you know, I can chew it, that kind of thing. Let's go to another city right now. Well, that's not too far away. Let's just go a little further north. Boy, what's up with all these Southern California companies? Take that, Minnesota, Seattle, New York, Atlanta. We're kicking butt down here with our Southern California growth companies. We're going to go to Santa Monica, just a little bit further up the coast. The 10. You ever drive on the freeway, the 10, which goes cross-country? It ends in Santa Monica. Bang. It goes right there by Hollywood. You can look up in the mountains and see the Hollywood sign. And then it ends, and there's Santa Monica. They had a big shooting there not too long ago. One of the colleges in Santa Monica. But there's a company there that's a $2.3 billion company. Okay, so we're still like driving around the lake, and we're still circling over that submerged island called Domestic Small Cap Island, which is a little corner of the lake that a lot of people know about. We've pulled up some big lunkers from that neck of the woods here recently. Here's one from the technology industry. Cornerstone On Demand. CSOD. What do? They develop human capital management software used for workforce training, communication, and performance management. Hey, we need some of that around here. Boy, I tell you, it's hard to get good help. Cornerstone On Demand is a $2.3 billion market cap company. I like their earnings growth over the last four quarters. 80%, 54%, or actually this is top line sales growth, 54%, 63%, 57%. They're growing at a very rapid clip. Cornerstone On Demand came public in 2011 at about, let's see here, what price did they come public at? I always like to see that. They came public at $13 per share. Today the stock is $46 per share. They came public about the same time as Facebook. Or is it Faceplant? I never bought one share of Facebook, and I warn people not to buy it. Why? Because the valuation was ridiculous on Facebook. Cornerstone On Demand has been a much better IPO, from 13 to 46. Okay, let's take a look at the performance of the stock. You know what? We don't have a 10-year performance of this stock. Well, Gunderson, your system requires good long-term performance. Well, you know what? If we had to wait around for 10-year performance, we might miss some really big winners in the market. I want to include as many candidates as I possibly can. So I require 1 year or more before I can give a stock a performance grade or a grade, a Gunder grade at all. I need at least 1 year's worth of performance, and I have that now in Cornerstone. The stock has doubled in the last 1 year. It gets a momentum grade of A. Okay, the second part of the equation, it also, it has a relative strength also of 94. which means that it's outperforming 94% of all the stocks in the market. It's in the top 6% of performance. Okay, now this is a little bit of a special animal here. This company is not profitable yet. You go, what? I thought you require value. Well, you know, here again, if we require every company to have earnings, then we're going to eliminate all the biotechs. That's where I found most of my winners here, is in the biotech stocks. So unfortunately, we can't do a valuation on Cornerstone On Demand. But we can look at things like price to sales, and price to cash flow, and price to book value, and take a look at future expectations, future growth rates, etc. This company is expecting growth over the next 5 years of 50% per year. That's some pretty astonishing growth. So I have to make some exceptions here. I can't do a valuation on this stock. But at the same time, I'm an equal opportunity capitalist. I want to give biotechs a fair shot. I want to give growing emerging companies a fair shot. So I guess what in the end, we're leaning a little bit more heavily on the performance here. Even though I still look at the other valuation criteria on the stock. I can't tell you that the stock passes the valuation test because I can't do a valuation on it. But in looking at the other numbers, I can make a good case, especially when you consider the growth rate that this stock has. It's phenomenal. Now, the last part of the equation is the chart. Charts are really important to me. Charts are very important. Charts are the final arbiter. Now, I've owned this stock for a while. Cornerstone On Demand. No, not actually that long, actually. Only about 4 or 5 weeks. But the chart I like because it recently broke out to a new high. You know, I had someone ask me yesterday, do you prefer stocks that pull back to their support levels? It depends, you know. In the end, I'm looking for the highest ranked stocks amongst my 3,400. And in the end, I look at the charts, which, you know, when you've looked at thousands of them over the last 18 years, you kind of get a feel for when a chart is in a buyable area. For the most part, I prefer charts that are breaking out of sideways trends. Okay, they've been in a non-committed trend going sideways, between ranging between support on the bottom and resistance on the top, and just kind of bouncing back and forth, try to make up its mind which way it's going to go next. I kind of prefer them when they finally make up their mind and they poke their little head above their trend line, above their resistance line. But at the same time, there are times that if a stock pulls back, I saw a lot of these REITs pull back to their moving averages recently, and I added a little bit to my oversold REIT position. So, yeah, I mean, I like both. But if I were to prefer one over the other, it would definitely be sideways trends that all of a sudden break out into an uptrend, because I feel like that's the action point of a stock. That's where you have the most upside potential, right? Well, you could say no. A stock hitting a new low has the most furthest up to go. The problem with that is it hasn't hit bottom yet. I do not like stocks that are in downtrends. I like for them to hit bottom, finally hit bottom, build that sideways trend. Apple would be a good example of this. Apple is still in a sideways trend. I've called it dead money since January of this year. And you can't tell me that Apple has been a good stock to own in 2013. I sold it at 637. And it continues to go sideways. It's still dead money. When will Apple become a buy to me? Maybe at some point in the future, when it finally breaks out of that sideways trend that it's in right now and starts a new uptrend. I call that the action point. Anyways, Cornerstone On Demand, out of the 3,400 stocks that I follow, it comes in at number 32. It's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk just for a minute about the Best Stocks Now app. What the heck is an app, you say? You know, I talk to people all the time about the phones that they use. And, you know, I was at one time kind of stubborn several years ago. Oh, what do I need a phone for other than to make phone calls? And then I got my first iPhone. That was several years ago, a smartphone. And I thought, why didn't I get this sooner? And all of the capabilities of the, you know, I'm on the internet. I can look up things almost anywhere in the world. I can look up the fishing count. Oh, I never miss the fishing count. See how many fish they caught yesterday, where they were fishing yesterday. I look up the baseball scores. Look up my local newspaper. Look up stock quotes. Best restaurants to eat at. And the best stocks to invest in. Where do I find that? Well, you know, I came up with the spreadsheet back in the 2008 time frame that I had been toying around with. I always had a spreadsheet with valuations for many years, wherein the stocks I look at, and I'd take the earnings estimates and I extrapolate them out over 5 years and I apply multiples. So I've had valuations on stocks for many, many years. Spreadsheets were able to handle that, no problem. And then I started thinking about adding in performance. I was frustrated. There was nowhere on the internet where I could go to see the performance of a stock. Now it's starting to show up a little bit more here and there, but still not as clear and concise as I wanted it. It's easy to look up performance of a damn mutual fund, but a stock was a totally different animal. And so I came up with the formulas, which wasn't too hard, to look at the performance of a stock over the last 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years versus the market. Then I came up with the grading system and a ranking system for the performance of the stocks. I already had the valuation side of the equation, and I toyed around, started looking at safety of the stock. How did it do in a bear market? How risky is it compared to the overall market? Someone asked me yesterday, well, Bill, this stock outperformed the S&P 500 in 2008. Isn't it a lot safer than the S&P 500 then? No, it's a small cap stock. Investing, just common sense would say, investing in one small cap stock is a lot higher risk than buying the S&P 500. Number one, it's not as diversified. And number two, those are bigger companies than the S&P 500. So I assigned a safety grade also. Then, of course, the last piece of the puzzle was that all-important stock chart. And I tinkered around with it. The problem was spreadsheets are unwieldy. They're not unwieldy to me, but if I wanted to condense this down to an app for the smartphone, it was going to have to be in a database, not in a spreadsheet. And I have worked with databases over time, but I'm not an expert in databases. I'm a spreadsheet guy. My buddy's a database guy. That helped out a lot. And I visited with him, made several trips. He works in the Silicon Valley area. And we went back and forth and back and forth. He was one of these guys that didn't have a smartphone, refused to get one. He finally got one. Now he swears by it. And we came up with the database and we came up with the interface. We called it the Best Stocks Now app. It points you first to the right asset classes to be in. How important is that? Well, it's kept you out of bonds for over a year. It's kept you out of the gold market for over a year and a half. And it's kept you in small cap domestic stocks. The next thing it does, it breaks it down by the sectors of the market. I can't tell you for how long it's been the biotech, the healthcare, the drug, the retail sector that's been leading the market. How important is that? Well, it's kept you out of all the other losing sectors that have been non-performers. And lastly, it points you to the right individual stocks that score the highest grade and the highest ranking using performance, value, safety, and the stock chart. To me, it's an invaluable tool. And I can tell you success story after success story, like Alnylam, like Regeneron, like Isis Pharmaceuticals, and on and on and on, stocks that have become some of the biggest winners in the market, stocks that I had never heard of before. Santarus, which is now a double. I found them using the Best Stocks Now app because it's a very quick way of managing a very large 3,400 field right now of stocks. That's unwieldy, but this makes it very, very manageable on a daily basis. You know, and the other thing I would say, you still have to apply the human touch. I still have to choose the stocks that I'm going to invest in. I still have to make that final decision. I don't have a mechanical system. I've never seen a mechanical system that I've liked. I like still having that human touch and that last little bit of freedom and free agency to choose amongst those 3,400 stocks. Does it work? You know what? I'm going to leave that up to you. You get the newsletter. You go to pwstreet.com. You can download the app. You can play around with the 600 stocks that we give everybody. Try it for yourself. Enter in your stocks. See how they rank. See whether or not it works for you or not. There's also a little instructional there, how to use the Best Stocks Now. It has my radio show every day. You can get the newsletter through the app. You can see my daily tweets. And every one of these shows, like today I talked about Cornerstone On Demand, that will go on a page called Good Stock, Bad Stock. And it will be alphabetized, C-S-O-D. You can go there. What's Gunnarsson think of it? Oh, there, he talked about it 2 weeks ago. Click on it. And there's my analysis of the stock for you. Invaluable tool, in my opinion. It's the Best Stocks Now app. It's been as high as number 5 in the world as far as financial apps go. And I mean, I'm up there with some pretty lofty company like Craigslist and TurboTax and others. So we're not done yet either. We're going to make this thing web-based. So you can view it on a PC or any smartphone or tablet device. That's coming soon. All right, pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.